Okay, now I'm recording.
I figured you were recording. That way you could record that whole thing where you run into your room and say that you can't hear me.
No, I didn't.
Damn, that would have made a really good opening gag.
Sorry, but I can quit and we can do it again.
No, we're already committed.
You're very, like, crackly, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm crackly.
Yeah, you're crackly.
Hmm. Like, bad?
I can tell what you're saying.
Okay, let me check something. No, I just did an audio test. My audio's going through clearly.
Well, then fine. I'm not receiving your audio clearly.
I blame your internet.
My internet's just fine.
Man, I need to, like, enunciate internet. I keep saying internet.
Yeah.
Like it's an inner tube.
According to fast.com, I'm getting 92 down.
Okay, then what gives?
I don't know.
Well, you say I'm crackly, but TeamSpeak doesn't think I'm crackly.
Well, I'm sorry. TeamSpeak is obviously wrong.
I blame you.
What did I do?
Well, I mean, you caused a really interesting desk hum right there that I won't be able to edit out, you jerk.
Sorry, I set my rum and coke down because there was a hair in it.
Wait, you're going to let a rum and coke be ruined by an errant hair?
It was a wad of hair, and I didn't ruin it. I pulled the hair out.
Okay.
I think it was cat hair. Or dog hair.
Okay, yeah. I would hope it would not be human hair. There's only two humans that exist in that house.
I think it was dog hair.
So you just pulled a chunk of St. Bernard out of your rum and coke?
Yep. It's okay, there's alcohol in it, so it's still sterile.
I don't think that's how that works.
I just checked it is.
So you gave it the all-purpose scientific taste test?
Yep, still tastes good.
Okay. You make me wonder sometimes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, you want to know the thing that caused me to not feel well enough to record earlier this week?
I'm not sure I do.
Well, apparently my body doesn't take well to getting 500 watts at 12 volts across the chest.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. I don't think that's recommended by very doctors. By most doctors. By very doctors. What the f*** does very doctors mean?
I don't know what very doctors means. But it's the f***ing title now.
Great. The very doctors.
The very doctors. But yeah, the capacitor that handles the 12-volt rail in my old power supply, which happened to be a 1,000-watt power supply, decided to arc across me.
You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to turn electronics off before you play with them.
Well, my computer was off, and I was just plugging a different HDMI cable into my computer, and I grounded. I was pretty sure I grounded myself before I touched the back of the computer. I've got a grounding plate on the underside of my desk for such things. That way I can just touch it and then touch the computer. And yeah.
Wake up call?
Quite a bit. Have you ever been so startled by something that you peed a little?
Yeah, but it's been a while.
That was earlier this week.
I did jump when I got out of the car today, though.
Oh, really? What caused that?
Static shock when I tried to shut the door.
I think my shock beat yours.
Yeah, it might have. But the person driving down the aisle looking for a parking spot might have noticed me kind of jump and shake my hand a little.
It's already hard to miss the Jolly Green Giant doing a jump. No, you're not Jolly Green. You're Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, I think Paul Bunyan is more fitting.
Yeah, Paul Bunyan has a beard. I think we argued about this before. You can't be Jolly Green Giant because he doesn't have a beard.
We might have.
We have talked about some crazy on this show.
Are you just realizing this now?
Yeah, actually, I kind of am. to be fair, the stuff that we've covered on this show is nowhere close to as insane as the last episode of Hypothetical that you were on.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was completely normal.
Your stuff was kind of tame. I'm still trying to get over Ebola cola.
So you're going to buy some rocket fuel energy drink?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Is it because of the bottles? It's because of the bottles, isn't it?
No, it's because of the way you've got it stacked with like coffee followed by something else followed by like a really crazy energy drink.
Oh, they're all energy drinks.
Wasn't the midday drink an alcoholic one?
No, that was the evening drink. It wasn't alcoholic because then I have to deal with liquor licenses and ID and stuff. It was a mixer for alcoholic drinks.
See, I transposed that mentally into it's automatically alcoholic.
Okay.
And one of these days, I need to take all the talking you guys do to me before an episode and turn it into an episode in and of itself.
That'd probably be a pretty good episode. Not gonna lie.
I mean, if I stack all the times that you guys literally talk directly to me, knowing full well that the first that you're gonna 5 listen minutes, to it. Right? Because I always use the first 5 minutes of a long episode like that to listen to it to figure out how I want to EQ the voices and everything. And I want to respond to you guys and yell at you and just tell you you're wrong, but I can't because it's a recording.
But they're so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are something. You're my something, but you're something. You drive me crazy sometimes.
Oh, we know.
Yeah. You better know by this point. So yeah, having that arc across, I ended up having to order a new power supply. Once I have a capacitor and a power supply do that, I'm not putting it back into a computer. And in between my body spazzing out on me, I also had to spot check my motherboard and the graphics card and everything else to make sure I didn't short circuit any of that stuff. Good news. None of it short circuited. Everything else is good. Yeah. I did replace the case while I was at it, though.
Did you get a nice Lanley case?
No.
No.
I got a Fantex case. I got the Fantex P300.
I don't know what that is.
It's a mini mid ITX case.
What model?
P300.
That looks as nice as a Lanley. It probably doesn't cost as much as Lanley.
No, I think it was like $50.
Yeah, that's much better pricing.
Yeah, it was $50 from Amazon Prime.
Oh, nice.
I don't like the cable management, but for that little cost, I'm not going to complain.
Oh, and you can mount SSDs on the back of the motherboard tray.
Mm-hmm.
That's nifty.
I had to buy the second proprietary SSD mount. So it was an extra $14 for that.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, what do? But yeah, I mean, it's a good case. The only drawback to it is, like I said, I'm not going to knock the cable management. You know what you're getting into for a $45, $50 case. But because of how small that case is, the power supply chamber, if you do have hard drives in the hard drive bays, the power supply chamber is tight. So the cables are kind of bent at a little bit more of an awkward angle than I would prefer. At some point, I may actually have to get a set of cable mod cables, but I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
What color did you get?
For the case?
Yeah.
Black with white accents.
Oh, you should have gotten a special edition red.
No, the red clashes with way too much of the stuff I have on my desk.
Well, stop getting everything blue.
I don't get everything in blue. I get everything in black and natural wood.
Yeah, so red would look fine because it's an accent color.
It would also look menacing.
Yeah.
I don't like my desk to look menacing.
Perfect.
Just because I wear black gloves on my YouTube videos does not mean I like to look menacing.
Oh, sorry.
You know, a guy actually asked me why I wore gloves to do a coffee review.
It's because you didn't want to get your finger oils on it.
Kind of, but also I had just finished doing the blank slate video.
I didn't watch that. Did I watch that?
I haven't posted it yet.
I haven't watched that one then. I've watched a couple of blank slate ones.
Yeah, I think Figboot and Inkdependence did blank slate ones. Neither of them put the paper in a dishwasher.
I don't think anybody put the paper in a dishwasher.
Well, I put paper in a dishwasher.
Okay.
And it's part of the review.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm doing the voiceover for that tomorrow because this week went way behind schedule on everything.
I don't know why you would say that.
Let's see. First, power supply tries to kill me. Then we get a metric ton of ice. And then my body is still just fighting against me because of all the punishment I put it through with the whole power supply thing. So, yeah, tonight I'm recording with you, then I'm recording with Urban, then I'm posting two podcast episodes, and then first thing in the morning, I'm doing the voiceover for the blank slate thing. I was supposed to do the coffee review and the paper review on the same weekend. Although, come to think of it, I actually liked doing that coffee review.
So, are you going to review more coffee now?
Yeah, I'm going to start hunting down boutique coffees and reviewing coffee.
You need this one. Hold on a second. Is come on, load, damn it. Rising Dragon Tattoo. It's partway down the page. Under blends. Under Origin and Radical blends. You need to get that one. The Waterville Standard is really good too.
Okay. Wait, Waterville Standard?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have anything to do with where you live, would it?
It would. And it would have to do with the bakery in town. It's a special blend for our that's only sold really at our bakery.
Okay, their site is being a bastard. I clicked on view options.
So it's not just me.
Yeah, I clicked on view options and it's doing the spinny wheel of death.
Yeah, that's what it was doing for me. I can pick some up and send it to you if you want. It's good coffee. Sure, Rising Dragon Tattoo is my favorite from their blend. And Waterville Standard is the backup.
Now, here's the thing. For review, it's not wrong of me to drink it black, right? That's how I should be doing my reviews.
That's how you should be drinking coffee.
Okay, good. I'm not alone. Thank God. Why would you ruin good coffee with cream and sugar? I
make fun of my sister that all the time. She doesn't drink coffee. She drinks cream that's coffee flavored.
She drinks half and half with a whole bunch of sugar.
I don't know if my sister puts in sugar. I think it's just cream.
Ugh. Why are you ruining good coffee with just cream?
I don't know. But we make fun of her because it's more chocolate milk than coffee colored.
Oh, God.
And Dirty Morning is really good, too, if you want. They punch you, wake up, coffee. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to do one or two coffee reviews per month.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to fountain pens, there's really like a few things I'm noticing here. We like our alcohol. We like our coffee. We like our pens. And then we like pick one extreme activity.
What's your extreme activity?
I actually like going hiking in places I probably shouldn't.
And my extreme activity is mountain biking?
Yeah, among other things. I'm guessing you also do the knife collecting thing?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then mountain biking.
I have one really good knife, and I don't really plan on collecting more. I have too many other expensive hobbies.
I have car keys. That's the only knife I need.
That's not a knife. You can't whittle a steak with car keys.
Sure you can. It'll take forever, but you can do it.
I disagree.
Dude, GM keys have some sharp edges on them.
Well, that's because GM doesn't finish anything. They get partway there. Meh, good enough.
It's like the tolerances on an AK-47.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I also picked up a new pen today.
Where'd you get?
Newton pen. I bought one of the ones he posted on Instagram.
One of the pinnacles? Was that what a pinnacle? No, it was something else.
No, I think it was a Townsend. Yeah, I think. Yeah, Townsend.
Did it arrive today?
Yep, it did.
Is it completely, it's like a plain cylinder, right? No, that's Easton.
Right.
Never mind.
The Townsend does have a little bit of taper on the body and the barrel.
Oh, look, it's on Instagram.
Yeah. I bought the third one from the left.
Well, I meant your image.
Oh, damn it. Some asshole Sergeant Stretch liked my post.
I was just about to comment, what a pile of